settle down for the Sunday school. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you once again for making it possible for us to be here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to wake up into this beautiful day which you, the Lord, has made. Our Lord and our God, we ask, O Lord, that you accept our thanksgiving, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God Almighty, even as we'll be going into your word this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you speak to us individually, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Open our eyes, open our hearts, O Lord, to see, O Lord, what you'll be telling us this morning, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God Almighty, we prepare every heart, O Lord, that your word, even as your word will be coming forth this morning, that it will fall into a fertile ground and it will do our body good, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. This morning, we'll be looking at moral danger of modern dancing. Some of us will be asking, why are we going to be looking at this thing? That, oh, are we not in a church? But it's still necessary that we look at it because, as we all know, the Bible is a complete book. Because if we don't look, we may not, if we don't go into it, we might not know that there are some dangers that are associated with modern dancing. And we are going to see all the different type of dancing. The Bible passage here is, there's a mistake there. This one is from Corinthians. So we are going to open our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. That is the memory verse. 20 minutes to teach this morning because we want to use the rest 10 minutes to look at the Friendship Week video. So if you are there before me, can you please read 1 Peter 5:8? Praise the Lord. We're being told here that we should be sober and be vigilant. If we are not sober and we are not vigilant, sometimes we may not even be able to see what is happening around us. We'll be carried away and we not even have time to look at what is happening, to see, are we in the right place? Are we doing the right thing at the right time? So that is why it is very important as a Christian to separate time and see what, and separate time to ask ourselves this question. Are we still in the faith? Because we know that our enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's looking for somebody to devour. He's already he wants somebody, some people that he will draw with him to go to hell. So that is why, as a Christian, we should be vigilant. So let's quickly go to our Bible passage, which is Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. It's a very popular story, but we still go over it. Matthew 12. Where is Adeni reading? Where are you reading, Adeni? Please, can somebody? Yeah, Matthew 14. Yeah.
At that time, Herod, the governor, had the report about Jesus. And he said to his attendants, "This is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. And And that is why the powers of performing miracles are at work in him. For Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison to stow him out of the way on account and for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful or right for you to have her." Although he wished to have him put to death, he was afraid of the people, for they regarded John as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced in the midst before the company and pleased and fascinated Herod. And so he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. And she, being put forward and prompted by her mother, said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist right here on a platter." And the king was distressed and sorry. But because of his oaths and his guests, he ordered it to be given her. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison. And his head was brought in on a platter and given to the little maid, and she brought it to her mother. And John's disciples came and took up the body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We all know this story. We know that because he was reproved here not to take the brother's wife, that's Philip. And because of that, he has something against the man of God. So we can see now that it's not new. It's not strange that when you are being persecuted for doing what is right. So because of that one, he has something against him. So he's waiting for a revenge. And it came. And you see, there are two things here that is very instructive. You know, the word of what we say is very powerful. Because he has already given his oath that the daughter should come and ask whatever she wants, that he's going to do it, you know. Look at it. The Bible passage with your friend said, he was sorry, but there's nothing he can do again because he has already given his word. So he has to do what he has promised, you see. That's why, as Christian, we have to know the type. We are not saying that we should not celebrate birthdays, anniversary, wedding, anniversary, and so on and so forth. But we have to be modest in whatever we are doing. We have to know the type of gathering. If we want to celebrate now as a Christian, we can't say, okay, because I want to celebrate my wedding anniversary now, I'm going to do it in the pub. We know that similar thing will happen because people will be drunk. We can't say, because I'm going to celebrate my birthday now, I'm going to invite people to come and do belly dance for me. You know, things will happen, you know, because we have to understand that even as a Christian, as all of us are here this morning, we are operating at a different level of faith, you know. So we should take that one, have that one in mind, and just understand that we are different, that just like the Bible has rightly put it, that we are in the world. You understand, but we are not in this world, that we are different. We have been separated from this world to be light, to show people the good example of Christ. So we quickly go to our Bible outline. I'm not going to go too much about it because I'm supposed to stop by 9:10:20. Is that it? Okay. So we just look at the introduction. It's saying here that we are not saying that dancing is wrong in the church, but we are saying that the type of dance we engage it is the one that we are talking about. Because just like I've said, that there are some things that will not bring glory to God. There are some things that we do that it will cause other people to sin. So it says, dancing is the romantic movement of the body to music. There are various forms of religious dancing which the Israelites copied from the Egyptian culture and also from the Canaanite nation. There are various forms of dancing today, some involving unmarried pairs of opposite sex, choreographic display, and so on. Many of them are entirely unknown in the Bible. Maybe we just quickly look at 2 Samuel. You know the type of dance that, you know, we know that one when the Israelites, when they have victory and the king was dancing. It's a story about Micah. If you are there before me, you can read. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Luke 15:25. These are the dancing that are known in the Bible. And even that, you know, somebody still, you know, did something wrong there because the king was dancing, so, and the lady felt, maybe you are a king, you are not supposed to praise God in this way. And God... Yeah, this one is celebration, you know, when the prodigal son, when he returned home. So we are going to look at there are some dancing too in the Bible. So we are going to quickly look at the outline here. It says, dancing itself is not condemned in the Bible. However, a couple of modern dancing now find their way into the churches and are seductive. In some white parties organized by unbelievers, some unsanctified believers engage in group or pair dancing with opposite sex. This is what the Bible calls lasciviousness. It was found practiced by the Israelites during the worship of the golden calf. This is what we are saying, that there are some dancing that will not bring glory to God. Like I know I spoke about belly dancing. Then, you know, in the church, you know, we can't come and say we are worshiping God. Then we bring in people to come and belly dance for us. And we can't engage in, you know, asking people to pair themselves up in the church and be unmarried with the married. And, you know, those type of dancing will not bring glory to God. Even it will cause other people to sin. Because if we look at it, the Bible says that we should not, whatever we are going to do, that we make our brother to sin, that we should not do it. So let's quickly look at Exodus 15:20. Let's look at Galatians 5:21. Praise the Lord. You see that we should not engage in all these things because as a Christian that it will not, the people that we engage in such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And we know the essence of our Christianity, the essence of us being here, the essence of doing this is to make heaven. So we pray that God will help us so that we'll be able to reign with him in Jesus' name. Please, let's quickly look at Ephesians 5:21. We are talking about dangers of modern dancing. The dangers, Ephesians 5:21. Praise the Lord. You know, as Christians, if we still engage in those things, you know, that will not bring glory to God, we still engage in such dancing, the all-night one, you know, those one that will not bring glory to God, you know, we still have to check ourselves because we have to submit ourselves. We have to live a life that is patterned after Christ. We have to be example to others. We have to show the people what Christianity is. We are not the one who is to make them to sin. Let's look at Romans 1:24. Praise the Lord. The Bible passage she just read is telling us that we should have regard, we should have respect for our body. You understand? We should know the type of things we engage our bodies because we know our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within us and we have to know what to engage. We have to know not to abuse our body, you know, by engaging in all these things. Even the people in the world, You know, I think in the news about how many weeks ago, you know, the lady who is in the children program, the ABC program, I don't know what she did, and people were frowning at it, that it's not proper for the children. You know, how much more we that are Christians, we should know what we are called, we should know the call that God has called us to do, and we should have respect for our body, that anything that will not bring glory to God, that we should abstain from it. And the Holy Spirit that in us will tell us that this thing we are doing, that is not in line with the word of God. So let's look at Ephesians 5:3. Have we read that one? No. Ephesians 5:3. Here we are being told here to live a life that honor Christ. You know, if we are going to live a life that will honor Christ, we have to live a life that is dead to sin. You know, we have to live a life that is patterned after the life of Jesus Christ, our perfect example. We'll be able to, you know, all these little things, you know, we'll be able to identify them, and we'll be able to deal with them. Because if we look at all these things, you know, when by the time we start to do it, it might not ring bell, but by the time we know it, we know that we are not where we are. Spiritually, we may be dead. Like if we like all this type of dancing that we are talking about, you know, the music, you know, they will start to bringing meaning to us. Even we not be able to listen to the gospel music. We invest our money and all our material in those type of dancing, which can make us to be dead spiritually. So that is why we are saying that there are some dancing that bring glory to God. We are not saying that dancing to the glory of God in the church is not good. But when it comes to, you know, when we are pairing ourselves, even the unmarried, you know, a couple and the unmarried one, and when we begin to expose ourselves unnecessarily, because when we start to dance in that worldly way and we begin to swing our bodies from hip to hip, embracing one another, that one will not bring glory to God. Before we know it, spiritually we will be dead. Praise the Lord. Any other? My time is up, I guess. But I want us to go home with 1 John 2:10. And we quickly go there. I want all of us to be there. We are not saying that dancing alone will make us to inherit the kingdom of God, but there are all those little, it doesn't matter, that add up. And before we know it, we are deep in it. Praise the Lord. 1 John 2:10. Yes. Praise the Lord. Just like I've said, that with anything we are going to do, that we make our brother or our sister to fall into any sin, that we should ask God for the grace to abstain from it. You know, some of us, we like this Makusa dancing, and we know that there are some there are some unbelievers among us, and even in the church, just like I've said, that we operate at a different level of faith. And you know, by the time some people, when they see people swinging, turning, twisting, they will lose control of themselves. So we have to be careful in the way we conduct ourselves. Praise the Lord. Is there any question or addition? It's a very loaded one. Unfortunately, I'm giving only 20 minutes to do it. So I pray that I will still have another opportunity. Praise the Lord. Okay. If there's no question, let's quickly pray then. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you once again, even for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, because your word is complete. Father God Almighty, we thank you, Lord, even for which one that you have taken us through this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask, O Lord, that even as we have heard this morning, Father, we ask, O Lord, for the enablement, O Lord, to be doer, O Lord. Father, we don't want to be teacher or hearer of your word, O Lord. Father, we ask for the grace, O Lord, to do what you have told us to do. We ask, O Lord, for the grace to go more into your word, to study, O Lord, to know what you are telling us to do. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit in us, O Lord, we interpret every of your word to us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God Almighty, so that at the end of it, O Lord, all of us will reign with you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.